Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about walking in the truth. When I got up this morning, I just felt like I heard this nudge on the inside where God was saying it gives him great joy when his children are walking in the truth. And that's actually a verse coming from 2 John, found in there as John is talking to, in the letter he's writing, to the people, says it gives him great joy. Gives God, I believe, great joy to find that his children are walking in the truth. Just this idea, we can give God great joy. And what is the truth? We're going to be talking about, Jesus says, you'll know the truth, and the truth will do what? It will set you free. But let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here in these daily communions, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a two-minute long prayer. This is the prayer that I pray over myself and my family and everybody connected to me on a daily basis. And it's about a two-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then after praying, we take a couple minutes to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves, to get our mind and emotions in a good place and positioned and focused on God. And then after that, that leads us into our time of communion for the day. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families and friends and everybody connected to them and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son, and just giving us this opportunity to walk with you, to walk in the truth, to walk with you, and that it gives you great joy that we can walk with you. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, and just Father, I just ask you to bless them, all those that are watching and listening, bless them in all things, to make your face shine upon them, let them find grace and favor in your eyes. I ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Father, we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So our first step as we go through the other half of prayer is to position our minds on the light. And if you want to track along with us as we go through the other half of prayer here, if you go to the Abundant Life Training Center, on the free tools and resources page, you'll find some additional training on this prayer that we just prayed, along with a tracker that you can use to track along with us here. But our first step, let's position our minds on the light. How do we do that? We position our minds on what's going well. What are the things that we are grateful for? What steps forward did we take? And remember, our indicator that our minds and hearts are positioned on the light is just that feeling of lightness on the inside. Jesus is trying to set us free. The truth is trying to set us free. Jesus is the truth. He's full of truth. He's trying to set us free. He says, take my yoke upon you because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn from me and you'll find rest from your soul because I'm gentle. And just this idea that as we focus on him, there's this feeling of just lightness and energy that comes in your spirit. When you're focused on darkness, you're focused on all the things that are wrong, all the things that are going the wrong direction, how much progress you haven't made, that you're not there yet, or you're focused on all of these things, you'll notice that there's these feelings of heaviness in your spirit, these feelings of maybe helplessness, hopelessness, I don't know what to do next, maybe confusion, all of those feelings that you get, those are all indicators that we're focused on the wrong thing, that we're focused on the darkness rather than the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And God's with us. He's there to help us. And when you're in the light, you can see. God's there helping you and guiding you in everything that you do. So the first step, let's position our minds on those things. You might just write down, you know, what are a few things that you're grateful for? Just over the last 24 hours, what are some things that you're grateful for in your life? And then over the last 24 hours, what steps forward did you take? What progress did you make over the last 24 hours? What things did you get done? What steps forward did you take? And then we want to get into our emotions. And the first question to ask, we're going to go through peace and joy. Joy is being a big one today on our communion meditation. But first step is peace. How are your levels of just supernatural, overflowing peace over the last 24 hours? That peace that surpasses all understanding. You can be walking in that every single day at a continual state. No matter what's coming at you in life, you can have that peace. And what's the key to that peace? That peace is your indicator that you are single-minded in your faith, that you're magnifying God as bigger than the problems that are coming at you in your life. That this issue might be coming at you, but God's bigger than that. And he's with you and he's for you. You have his blessing and his favor on your life. He's not mad at you. And we're going to see here today that we're one with God. That single-mindedness, if I can get the words out here, that single-mindedness of being one with God, that's where that peace comes from. It says when we take communion that we were reconciled to God. We have peace with God through the body of Jesus. His body reconciled us to God. That's where that peace comes from, that feeling of oneness with him. And then how are your levels of overflowing joy over the last 24 hours? God has given us his joy. He's given us his peace, his joy, not our own. He's given us his peace and joy. And all I can think of joy as my indicator of presence. How present am I in my day? When we get dwelling on the past or worrying about an uncertain future, it steals our presence and it steals our joy. Joy is our indicator that we are living in the present moment and we're aware of God's presence with us because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. So joy is our indicator of that. And I like to think of joy and presence, they go together. Presence is the grace table turner. When I'm more present, all of those good things that God put within me, that treasure, that inheritance that he put in me, begin to flow out of me. And joy is my indicator that that's happening. When I begin to take the pressure off of myself and to focus on God's presence being with me, that he's there with me, that we don't have to do this alone. That leads to joy, and that takes the pressure off us, and all those good things that he put inside of you begin to flow out of you. And then what do you know to do over the next 24 hours? If we're going to make a plan for the day, what are the things that you know to do that you're confident need to be done? Sometimes we get into planning and trying to figure out all the things that we could do or the things that we're not quite certain of. What are the things that you know to do? Might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace. There might be little things that need to be done, and all those need to get done. We want to get all those done, but don't lose sight of the bigger things. What is that thing that God is stirring you, that you're stirring in you, that you're charged up and motivated and excited to do? What are those things he put on the bigger plan and purpose for your life? Yes, we need to be good stewards of all the things that God's entrusted to us. But we also need to be moving forward. We need to be walking in the truth. What is God's plan and purpose for your life? What are those things that you know he's stirring you to do yet, but you haven't maybe taken that step just yet? And how could you move forward? Just one step in that direction. Sometimes where things feel big and overwhelming, challenging, just focusing on what do I know to do today, and do that one thing at a time. And then when you're done with that, move on to the next thing and just keep repeating that process. It's amazing where it will lead you. And then taking just a couple minutes to get still on this next question. And if you need to pause the recording here in a second, you can. But what is the most important thing that God's been teaching you or showing you over the last 24 hours? It's His voice that leads us and guides us. Job chapter 36, He's wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free from all restriction, and your table laden with choice food. But it's His voice that leads you along that path. He's not going to force you. He's going to give you the free will and the choice, and He's going to lead you with His voice. John chapter 10, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." Just getting still, I want you to just reflect back over the last day. What are the things you've been thinking about? What are the things you were learning? Maybe there was a word that just stood out to you as you were listening to something or listening to somebody speak. Maybe there was a word that just jumped out at you as you were reading something. What are those things that were catching your attention? What are the things you were thinking about and meditating on? And then you can use it as a filter. Was it lovely? Was it just? Was it pure? Was it a good report? Was it praiseworthy? Was it wisdom that comes from above? Was it peace loving and submitting to authority and full of good fruit? Was it a good thing to walk in? If you're hearing these things, that's probably from Him. He's speaking to us. I was just talking to my daughter last night. He's speaking to us all the time. If He's with us, that means He's speaking with us all the time. He's trying to lead us to this beautiful place. And if we'll get still, we'll listen and then follow His leading. We'll begin to walk in the truth. We'll begin to walk in the light, begin to walk in the truth that we have, who will lead us to this beautiful place. But I want you to think about this idea of walking. Like I said, I woke up this morning, and after I prayed this prayer personally for myself this morning, I felt like I heard this just coming up in my spirit that God was saying, you know, we think of John as writing this, but I felt like God was saying this personally. Gives me great joy when my children walk in the truth. It gives me great joy. This is God the Father speaking, I believe. It gives me great joy when my children walk in the light. When my children walk in the truth, it gives me great joy. And so what does it mean to be walking? Walking is active. It means we're not sitting still. Walking means to be active. We're actively walking in the doing the things that we know to do. We're actively walking in the truth, which means we're putting it into practice. We often talk about our role, our goal in life, in the Abundant Life Blueprint, is to make other people great, to magnify God, to make His name great in our lives, and to make other people great around us. And in that process, in the middle, God makes us great in the process, but our goal is to magnify God and make His name great and to make the people around us great as well. But one of the keys to that, Jesus said, you want to be great in the kingdom, you must practice the commandments and teach them. It means you must be walking in the truth. And at a certain point, as you're walking in higher and higher levels of that, that should lead to begin to teach that to other people. Let's take a look at this scripture. This is 2 John, starting in verse 4. This is John writing, and he's writing it. It says, to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. Then he says, it's given me great joy to find that some of your children, now notice he didn't say all. I find that very interesting. He said some of your children. What happened to the others? Either they didn't know the truth or they were not walking in it. They were not practicing it. Given me great joy. I believe it gives God great joy to find that some of your children were walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, my dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one that we've had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. Notice, what does it mean to love God? It means to walk in obedience to his commands. That's where we say, what do you know to do? Are you putting into practice the truth that you know about God? Are you putting into practice the things that you know to do? And I believe that very simple thing, when you do what you know to do, and you continue to do that each day, I believe it gives God great joy. And we talk about often, there's two important keys to that. Are you doing what you know to do, and are you doing it with a good attitude? Are you doing what you know to do, and are you doing it with peace and joy and executing it with confidence and boldness and God being with you? I believe you have to have both of those. You have to execute it, and you have to execute it the right way. As you've heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. Now notice, these two concepts are very related. Walking in the truth and walking in love. Jesus is the truth and God is love. So walking in the truth is also walking in love. Two parallel concepts. God is light. God is love. God is truth. So to walk in the light or to walk in love is to also walk in the truth and vice versa. Now you say, what is truth? So let's pull up some scriptures here. This is John chapter 17, not 1 John, but John, the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Let me find it here. Well, I'm going to start in the beginning of the chapter. This is just a long prayer that Jesus prays. And I think there's just so much in this prayer from John chapter 17. Now notice there's a progression. Jesus prays for himself. Then he prays for his disciples. Then he prays for all believers. There's a progression from the inside out. It says, Jesus prays to be glorified. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and he prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you or magnify you, as we talked about yesterday. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those that you have given him. And I love this verse here. We talk about this verse a lot. Now, this is eternal life. This is Jesus's definition of what eternal life is, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. Notice Jesus's definition of what eternal life is knowing God and knowing him. I brought you glory on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. How can we magnify God and glorify God in our lives? Do the work that he's given us to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world began. And then Jesus prays for his disciples. I've revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you. Notice they were certain that Jesus came from God. And they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours. And all you have is mine. Notice this idea of oneness with Jesus and God. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name that you gave me. None of them has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, talking about Judas, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. Notice Jesus prays that the disciples would have the full measure of Jesus's joy within them. We talk about, this is not your joy. This is God's joy. This is Jesus's joy, the full measure of God and Jesus's joy within you. That's a different joy. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. And here's where he says, your word is truth. God's word is the truth. God's word is the truth. Sanctify them by the word. Your word, God, is the truth. To walk in the truth is to walk in God's word. Are you putting into practice the things that you know to do from God's word? And that should lead to what? Loving people. That should lead everything in the Bible, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That should lead to walking in love. Walking in the truth is walking in love. Walking in the truth is walking in the light. They're all one and the same. I'm just going to finish out the prayer here. He says, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone, but I pray also for all of those who will believe in me through their message, through the disciples' message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. God wants us all to be unified. And it's only walking in the truth and walking in love that that happens. Then the world will know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory that you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you. I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and I will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. So then we're going to look at one more passage of scripture here. This is John chapter 8. And the religious leaders are disputing with Jesus. And it says in John chapter 8, starting in verse 31, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you hold to his teachings, you cling to his word, you hold to his teachings, then you will know the truth. And what will happen? The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What did we say? God is leading us. He's wooing us from the jaws of distress to a spacious place, free. Free from all restriction, that you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. As you begin to walk in this truth, it's going to begin to set you free to higher and higher levels in your life. And I believe it gives God great joy as he begins to set you free. It's not because you figured out how to set yourself free. God begins to set you free. The truth begins to set you free as you begin to walk in the truth, you begin to walk in the light, you begin to love other people. They're all interconnected. But we're going to take communion over this today. And every time we take communion, we just do so out of just awe and reverence and delight for God and for Jesus and what they've done. It's just an opportunity for us to receive this, that as we walk in the truth is going to set us free. And it gives God great joy. And I believe it magnifies and glorifies him and makes his name great when we do this. And just receiving that, that his truth sets us free. As we walk with him, we walk in the light. And just a simple thing, something I've started doing that's been a tremendous blessing for me. Just going for a walk every day with God. 10-minute walk, 20-minute walk, just walking and praying and talking, listening for God. That one simple habit can totally transform your life. Just going for a walk every day with God. And then walking it out, putting into practice the truth, the things that you know to do. Putting those into practice in your life, it will set you free. Every time we take communion, it's just this opportunity also to meditate on God's unfailing love for us and his mighty works. I believe that when we just meditate on God's steadfast, unfailing love, this is coming from the book of Psalms, and his mighty works, it leads to hearts that understand his grace. In Colossians, I believe it's 1:6, it says that ever since the day we understood God's grace, since we understood it, understanding is of the heart. Ever since the day we understood his grace, the gospel bears fruit in our lives. It becomes fruitful and multiplies and increases greatly from the moment we truly understand with our hearts. And how do we develop that understanding? Meditating on God's steadfast, unfailing love and his mighty works. And you put those two things together. Extremely powerful. God has steadfast love for you, which means it's fixed, it's immovable, it's never changes. He has made a covenant commitment on his side to give us his steadfast, unfailing love. He's poured everything he has into Christ for us. We have peace with him through the body of Christ, through the body of Jesus. And we can just have simple faith that receives that, just gratitude for it. And his mighty works, that nothing is impossible for him. You think about how much he loves you. He was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. That's how much he loves us. If he would do that, how will he not freely give us all things? And you pair that with nothing's impossible for him. Nothing is impossible for him. He'll do whatever he can do to help us and to set us free. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he said this very simple thing. Take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you right with God. You have peace with God. He made you holy and righteous and perfect in God's sight. And we can approach God with freedom and confidence, and we can walk with God. We can have this covenant relationship where we walk with God every day. I'm just thinking about it real quick right now. I was reading this morning in Genesis about how God promises he's going to make his covenant with Isaac before Isaac is ever born. He's going to establish his covenant with Isaac. And Abraham says, "Oh, that you would just bless Ishmael." And God says, "I'm going to bless Ishmael. But with Isaac, I'm going to establish my covenant." I began to just think about, what's the difference between God blessing Ishmael? God says, "I'm going to bless him. Don't worry. But I'm going to establish my covenant with Isaac." There's a difference between just being blessed by God and having his covenant. Blessing, I think, is not eternal. He says, "I'm going to establish my covenant forever with Isaac." This is fixed. This is unchanging. This is immovable. This covenant that we have with God. It's truly an amazing thing that he would do that for us. And it's all found as a reminder of us with these simple elements of the bread and the juice. Father, we thank you for the bread. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." We have this opportunity because of Jesus' sacrifice to have this covenant relationship with God, with Jesus, that we can know him. We can know him. That's Jesus' definition of eternal life. That's real living. That's life, to have a life connected to God, one with him, where he's with you in everything you do as you go about your day today. And you can walk with him, walk in the light, walk in the truth, walk with him in his love as you go about your day today. But Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. In Jesus' name. So it gives God great joy when his children walk in this truth, when his children walk in love, when his children walk in unity, when his children walk in the light. Gives him great joy. So now it's just beginning to walk it out. Put it into practice. Go for a walk today with God. Walk with him. Talk with him. Pray with him. Take him into the everyday things that you do. Take him with you, side by side with you in those things. And do the things that you know to do. Walk in the things that you know to do. I believe you do that, it brings God great joy. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.